Now here again with what it says in the papers, it's John S. Doyle.
The Irish Times leads with the news that almost 1,400 people seeking international protection in Ireland were homeless for up to 10 weeks since the start of the year because of a shortage of available state accommodation. According to a report by the Irish Refugee Council, that figure includes 3 pregnant women and 4 unaccompanied children, the paper says. Children at Risk Elsewhere are the subject of the Irish Examiner's lead story. The charity Children at Risk Ireland is launching a public appeal today for urgent funding to keep its helpline operating, Cormac O'Keefe reports. The sexual abuse of children is not an historic scandal, but an ongoing crisis in Irish society, the charity said. The Irish Independent has been looking at social housing around the country and analysing the figures. Gabia Gatavetskaita writes that over 5,000 offers of social housing were refused in the past 2 years. That's an average of 1 in 5. There were various reasons given for refusing the offers, including the house was too small, it lacked a garden, was too close to an ex-partner, lacked public transport, was too near the main road for a small child. The Belfast Telegraph leads with the murder inquiry launched by police investigating the disappearance of Ballymena woman Chloe Mitchell after suspected human remains were found in a house in the town. And, as you may have heard in the bulletin, 2 men are due in court this morning in connection with the case. The Irish News main story is about John Finucane, Sinn Féin MP, who addressed a Republican commemoration event at Mullabawn, County Armagh, yesterday. And there's a picture of him by Liam McBurney in front of a very elaborate monument which bears the legend South Armagh Brigade, Roll of Honour, Óglaig na hÉireann. In his address yesterday, Paul Ainsworth writes, Mr. Finucane faced down his critics, saying that he wanted to show solidarity with families to remember their loved ones and to remember their sacrifices and contributions. The DUP deputy leader, Gavin Robinson, had urged him to rethink about addressing the gathering, saying that going would make him a hypocrite, the paper says. Conor McGregor, the mixed martial arts fighter, is the main story for the Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun. The Sun reports that he left a mascot needing hospital treatment after a half-time promotion stunt at a basketball match in the US went wrong. The Irish Daily Mail's lead story is about the Agri-Food Regulator Office, a new body which John Drennan reports was initially expected to tackle the tense relationship between supermarkets and farmers. But, he says, growing unease over the capacity of the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission to deal with what he calls greedflation means that the office's brief will be extended. The Minister for Agriculture, Charlie McConnellogue, has claimed that the new regulator would have very strong powers. But the paper says that critics have questioned the extent of these proposed powers. More consumer affairs in the Times, where it is reported that Ireland is set for a fight with the World Trade Organization in Geneva over Ireland's new law on alcohol labelling. The labels would state, drinking alcohol causes liver disease, and there is a direct link between alcohol and fatal cancers. At home, Colm Keane spoke to a number of people in the wine trade. One of them, Françoise Gilly of the Terroir wine shop in Dublin, said there is nothing wrong with wine. It comes from the earth, the vines are deep-rooted, and if you have a good wine, it is full of minerals, full of goodness. It is healthy if consumed in moderation, of course.